Tango Tango Papa 2097, December 27th, 2021.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you again from vacation. Vacation's a little bit half over. So when did it start? Like on the 16th, and then back to work on the 5th. So a little over half of it's gone. It goes by fast. Actually, I don't know, the entire year went by pretty quick. I know there were a lot of people that seemed to be in varying degrees of distress. Really, I don't know, this past couple of years, but apart from a little bit of inconvenience, you know, like in my own personal case with being able to eat in restaurants, you know, and there's still a little bit of ongoing inconvenience with restaurants as well, them not being able to hire enough help, and certain stores, like I was, you know, I've been in the Best Buy store quite a bit in the past few days, and they did seem to be a little bit shorthanded, so you know, it seems like when you go in those stores and you just want to look, then they, you know, there's always somebody to ask if you need help. And then if you actually go in there and you actually need some help, then they're tied up. Nowhere to be found. So, but the stores are making do, and but personally, it's actually been a pretty good year for me. You know, so, but, you know, and since I don't watch the news, and, you know, kind of a minimal amount of it sort of leaks through as far as headlines goes, I'm not being programmed into thinking that the past couple of years have been bad. They've been actually pretty good. So I can't really complain. So, But in any case, today was a little bit cooler than it was yesterday. Yesterday it got up to 72. Today I think it was supposed to hit 68, but then it's cooled off and it's sunny, or it's still sunny, but it's 61. So there was a distinct drop whenever. You know, there must have been a little bit cooler air that came in because it, you know, kind of all of a sudden it was a little chillier than it was. And so whenever I went to town earlier, I did take a coat with me. And so I ended up kind of putting the coat on because, you know, it wasn't terrible, but it was just a little bit uncomfortable, kind of being, you know, I don't particularly care to be uncomfortable. You know, like, let's say when it's cold or just chilly, for example. Now, one time years ago, I was, I think particularly when I was more overweight, I would, you know, I actually kind of want it cooler, you know, and there were times when I would sweat quite a bit and what have you. And I think I still see people that do that, you know, the people that are overweight, I do see them running around with no coat on and in shorts, and of course they're overweight usually. And it can actually be cold and they're still doing it. And I don't know. I prefer, you know, but I think if you know, once I, particularly once I lost some weight, then, you know, it's body probably, you know, doesn't have as much mass, and so therefore it just doesn't retain the heat as much. So, but I like to be, you know, I like the temperature around 70, and I keep it about 73 here in the house when I'm home, and that's fairly comfortable. And the only way I would sweat is if I really got up and worked or whatever, and then I might break a sweat if I was out, you know, vacuuming and, you know, doing this and doing that. But generally speaking, I just, when I'm here in the house and it's 73, I, you know, generally I'm pretty comfortable. So I did this afternoon, I went to also went to Office Depot, and I decided that it was time to buy a new chair. Haven't got the chair yet. What I did, I decided that because everything, anything you buy, furniture especially, you're going to end up, you know, assembly required. And I didn't particularly want, you know, relish the idea of having to assemble a chair. And so I, you know, they'll do it for $15, but then they wouldn't do it on the same day, so have to wait until tomorrow. So they'll be calling me at some point tomorrow. They'll be calling me and telling me that the chair is assembled, and then I can go pick it up. Now, the only downside is I think it's actually supposed to maybe rain. Let me, whoops, what did that do? Let's see here. Okay, I don't want that. It says it's 60 degrees, so let's see. I'm going to see if I can switch scenes. We can get this to go over there. Okay, now we're seeing the Hall of Mirror effect, and then the next thing I'm going to do is hit the browser, and there we go. So that's the chair that I got at Office Depot, and so it was on sale for $229. I really didn't care how much it cost. I was more, you know, because I compared it with several other chairs, and it's actually, I thought it was the most comfortable. So I think I'm going to be pretty happy with it. And it will jack up pretty high, you know, quite a bit higher than this chair that I'm sitting in. This chair that I'm sitting in is like a really cheap, armless, like an office chair thing. And I've had it for years, and it's, you know, I think I'm going to donate it to Goodwill along with that other monitor that I was talking about in the last podcast. So I'll have at least a couple of things to take to Goodwill. But I was also looking at desks and stuff, and the problem, I don't know, the problem with getting a desk would be getting, you know, kind of taking everything in here down. And that's kind of a giant impediment. Because, like I said, desk has been here now for, I've had it for, oh gosh, probably 30 years, but easily I've had this desk for about 30 years going, you know, it's been here since, you know, I moved into this house 26 years ago, so it's been sitting here, and there's all kinds of wires behind it and what have you, and so it would be really a major undertaking to disconnect everything and move it off, and then somebody could, you know, haul the thing out, probably have to disassemble it to get it out of the room, and then, you know, move the next thing in, and obviously that would need to be assembled as well, so that's really a major undertaking, and I don't really particularly feel motivated at this point to do it. It would be nice if I could just pay somebody to do it. But good luck with that. So, I don't know. I think for the time being, I'll just make do with what I have, until such time as I feel motivated. But in any case, I think this chair, I got this, I think they're selling the black version right here. And I think that, I ended up ordering, or, you know, getting the brown version, because that's the one that they actually had in stock. So that's the one they actually had. So let's see what Google says is going to be the weather tomorrow, because I think it may be supposed to rain. Now, that would be great if that happened, wouldn't it? Yeah, it says Tuesday, chance of rain, 67 for the high, 45 for the low. So let's see, precipitation. Well, yeah, so the precipitation looks like the biggest chance is going to be in the morning, you know, like 8 a.m. or something, and then it drops off as the day progresses. So maybe by the time they call me, because it's showing here Friday right here, it's showing that, I was wanting hour by hour. That's 1 a.m., 4 a.m., 7 a.m. Okay, no, I see what's going on. These are the days, and this is the hour-by-hour breakdown. And so they're kind of showing the percentage being the highest, I guess, around 8 a.m., something like that. So maybe, I have to pick the chair up, and it's probably going to not fit. You know, I'll probably have to put it in the back of the pickup. So I'll have to figure out some way of keeping it dry. I doubt that it's going to rain really hard. I don't know. So we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. So let's see. Let's switch back to there. There we go. So, still messing with this software, and the software will still do a whole lot more than what I'm doing with it so far. As far, it has the ability to do titling and all kinds of things. I haven't gotten into it that far, but I plan on continuing to work with it. So, I think at this point, even, like I said before, if someone's watching the video, then, kudos to you, because it's kind of a boring video, to be perfectly honest. I'm just using this as a sort of a springboard to become more familiar with video, because I've been doing the audio now for all of these years. I think I started podcasting in October of 2004, and then the amount of video that I did was relatively limited because of the very limited nature of the bandwidth uploading it. So at this point, I really want to get into it more, and then if I get to where I can be fairly sophisticated with it, then obviously I can do more with it. And that's really the intention. And then, of course, the side benefit is that it still makes for an audio podcast. So anyway, my parents are supposed to be coming. I think they're going to get here Wednesday evening. It just depends. I think they're not going to leave today, but maybe tomorrow, if they kind of get around. Of course, my dad just turned 88. Yep, he just turned 88. And then mom, because his birthday is the day after Christmas, and then mom's birthday is the day after New Year. She will be 97. Yep, she's 96 right now. She'll be 97 January the 2nd, which is hard to believe. That's crazy. So, but They usually, unless they get tired, they'll drive part of the way, and then they drive the rest of the way on Wednesday, and then so I'm kind of expecting they'll probably be here Wednesday evening, but it could go into Thursday if they decide to, or you know, if Dad gets tired and you know, and they feel like they want to stop, then they'll just stop and they'll spend a couple of nights on the trip up here. So, but you know, just wait and see what happens. So, anyway, what I wanted to talk about more was the idea of meaning. You know, people have different ideas what meaning actually is. And I think there is a fair percentage of people that consider meaning to be, you know, kind of grabbing the gusto. You only go around once, and so you should just do everything you can or whatever. And with some of those people, I think it means not working. It means, oh, well, we'll just live, you know, kind of piggyback on others somehow to take care of me, and then I'll just kind of freeload. And I think that freeloading is perhaps a means of so grabbing the gusto, as it were, or somehow the freeloading on the backs of others is an advantage. And I don't see it that way. I think that, as I've said many times before, I think it's necessary to have, you know, you got to do something meaningful. You got to be actually doing something meaningful. Or, you know, at the very least, thinking about meaningful things, thinking meaningful thoughts. Speaking meaningful words. Simply, you know, kind of engaging in shallow pleasure. While that can be pleasurable for brief little spurts of time, it's really, that isn't meaning. That really isn't meaning, but people try to convince themselves that it actually is. Or somehow that, let's say being, you know, because I could be retired. I'm on Social Security now, so technically I could be retired if I wanted to, and just sort of sitting here on my thumbs. But I know from prior experience that really isn't meaning. That's not meaningful. That doesn't strike me as a meaningful existence. So, but I know that there are people that do seem to tend to think that way. That's meaningful, and somehow work is some sort of a drudgery to be avoided. But I think the difference is, you know, some people look at work as slavery, and I guess for some people it is, perhaps, because of what they've gotten themselves into. But if you can actually, like in my case, voluntarily do it, you know, because I want to do it, and so therefore I'm voluntarily doing it. I don't have to do it, but I want to do it. So therefore, if I want to do it, then that means that that completely changes the dynamic of it. So, let's see, I want to discard that. Let's close that. I was noticing my CPU percentage has kind of jumped way up for some reason. Not exactly sure why, but let's just close some other stuff out in case it might be that the browser was... there might have been something in a browser, in one of the browser tabs that was doing something that it shouldn't have done. So we'll just close those out and see what happens. But, so in any case, what really constitutes meaning? Now, I like to socialize. I like to, you know, I like to eat out with friends. Some once in a while, go to movies with friends. Absolutely, I like to do that. But it's not a plan for every day that I can see. I think that would be an everyday plan, that would be terrible. That would be a terrible thing to do. You know, as a, you know, like for an everyday plan is, well, I'm just going to, you know, just go hang out with friends every day. You know, I guess there are people that do that. They kind of go hang out in the bar all the time or whatever. And I just can't see doing that. Let's see, nope, it's not that. I'm looking here to find out what's going on. To see if I was checking this one thing to see if that was causing the high CPU utilization. Now, the other thing, I haven't rebooted the machine. It's been a while, so that's probably true, too. So, we may be getting some... We may be getting some stuttering here. I don't know. We'll just have to... I'll watch the video later and find out what's going on with it. So, but I think people confuse, as I've said before, I think people confuse the idea of freedom. They think that, and they confuse the idea of slavery with work. And they aren't the same things. They really aren't the same things. Slavery is, you know, you could say, well, if somebody's a slave, then they're forced to work. Then the question becomes, why are they a slave? Why are they enslaved? They're enslaved, obviously, to people, places, and things. And then why would that be? You know, and then those are completely separate questions. But, you know, people do become enslaved. But then if you're not enslaved, what do you, you know, once you're out of slavery, then what are you supposed to do? You know, just, kind of lounge around and wait to die while you watch Netflix? I don't think so. I don't think that's really a plan. You know, now there are a lot of people that like to travel. I guess they're not. In this past 2 years, there's not much traveling going on. I was watching a video. I've watched videos of a bunch of different tourist spots, like the big tourist places in Southern California. A lot of those are just closed down now, and there's just not that many tourists. Just a fraction of what there once was. I was watching a video last night of this guy in London. And he was showing all the big tourist hotspots, and most of them were virtually deserted. Maybe a few locals were kind of hanging out, but the international tourists just weren't there. Very, very few of them. Same way with New York City. You know, there's tons of businesses that have closed down in New York City, and... you know, it's just not the same as, you know, those places just aren't the same as they used to be. you know, and it kind of happens that those are the big liberal places. Certainly that's true of New York City and Los Angeles and probably London as well. So, you know, the mayors of those places and the people that sort of that are the so-called leadership of those places, Chicago would probably be another one, they've helped destroy it. Now, why would they destroy their own tourism? That doesn't make any sense. But, of course, liberalism in general doesn't make any sense. At least, you know, the original idea of what a liberal was is not anything like what it's come, you know, they've hijacked the word. And they took a word that had good connotations to it and, you know, kind of really sullied it, because you can't look at what people say or what their intentions are or what the label is. You need to look at what their actual behavior is. Behavior trumps everything else. And they have pretty much ended up destroying those places. You know, and it's really crazy, because then you think, well, you know, these people should be smart. They you know, I've got some, I'm not going to name names, I've got some relatives that are kind of in a feud over this virus situation. You know, and one of them is insisting that any of the siblings that come have to be vaccinated. And if anybody's been around, you know, said siblings that aren't vaccinated, then they can't, you know, don't come, and, you know, just wait 2 weeks before you come to make sure you're not contaminated with the virus from said unvaccinated sibling. And that's insane, you know, and these people are all college educated. You know, and in some cases, they're making lots of money, big bucks. And you'd think, you know, ostensibly they're very intelligent. And yet, look at the stupidity of that. You know, it could easily be that, and it will be at some point, that, you know, the part of the family is going to be gone. The older portion of the family is going to be gone, and then those two siblings that are fairly close in age, actually, you know, there's more than that, but the several siblings that are very close in age are going to be the ones that are left over. Can they get along? And, you know, and usually the reason people can't get along is because it's a lack of maturity. It has nothing to do with how intelligent they are. Because I have people say to me all the time, well, all these people are so intelligent, you would think that they could just look at it logically and see that it, you know, common sense should apply. Well, not if someone's, when people are ideologically possessed, that all goes out the window. What part of slavery, because that's really what ideological possession is, what part of slavery do you not get? It means slavery. Ideological possession is just a nice way of saying slavery. Slavery to an idea, really to an idea system. Sort of a pre-made idea system. It's been pre-built, and then, you know, kind of like a pre-chewed cud. And then, you know, like the cow chews it and then spits it out, and I don't know if they do this, but gives it to the calf, and then the calf's already chewed for them, partially. And I don't know if they do that or not. Birds do that. Some birds will regurgitate the stuff after it's partially digested to give to the baby birds. But you have these sort of these pre-built ideas that are given to people, and then they just sort of latch on to them and mindlessly think that they're their own ideas, when in fact they weren't. And, you know, then they're at odds with each other. It's utterly insane, you know, because, you know, so, you know, let's say that you go out, you really think that you don't want your siblings around because they haven't had the jab, and you're not going to take a chance, but yet you're taking a chance every time you go out into public because, you know, and whether you think you're safe with the mask. My mom, for example, thinks she's just going to, it increases her safety to be wearing a mask, and, you know, that's absurd. It doesn't. You know, that virus is way smaller than the, you know, unless you get an N95 mask, the virus is way smaller than the weave in a typical, let's say, a cotton or a paper mask. That's not an N95 mask, and it's just a theater is all it is. That's all it is. You know, if you really want to watch it, don't breathe other people's breath. Stay back. Don't breathe their breath. Of course, the other part of that is don't load up on sugar. Sugar depresses your immune system. That's another major part of that, I believe. So, but I don't know. You can't. People have, you know, they do what they do, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it to try to rectify it. So, I don't know. I just, you know, they do what they do, and it's unfortunate. But what do you do? But at some point, they, you know, that's why I've always endeavored to get along with my both of my younger brothers. At some point, parents aren't going to be here anymore. And, you know, those two younger brothers are the only two younger brothers that I'll ever have. And so what good would it do to be at odds with them? That does, and really, what good does it do to be at odds with anyone, whether it's a friend or a relative or whatever? It's stupid. You're wasting your time. It's just it's an exercise on the wrong side of the ego. You know, well, I'll show them. Well, no, you won't. You're damaging yourself. So, but there's a lot. There seems to be a lot of that going on. And but you know, you wonder why smart, you know, apparently smart, intelligent, let's say IQ wise, intelligent people. Do stupid things is because of ideological possession. They're slaves, honest to God slaves to ideas, to a sort of pre-built idea systems, and they'll deny it all day long, because that's the other part of it. If you're possessed by an idea or an ideology, then, you're possessed by an idea system, then you'll swear up and down that it was your idea when it clearly came from somewhere else. And you're simply enslaved to it. So, and it is kind of rampant, and you know, I think it is more prevalent probably in people that are educated, and I think the reason being is that they were sort of educated out of their common sense. They kind of ended up being brainwashed as opposed to being able to think for themselves. Most people can't think for themselves. It's not possible because they're possessed. If you're ideologically possessed, by definition, whatever you're ideologically possessed with, you cannot think for yourself. Sorry, but you can't. They're not original thoughts. You can't have an original thought. The only original thought that you could possibly have would be to realize that... would be to realize that the thoughts weren't yours to begin with. So, anyhow, I think I'm going to be cutting this off. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. It's about 4:06 p.m. I don't know what I'm going to be doing for the rest of the day. I haven't decided yet. So, I've kind of been cleaning the house a little bit and doing this and doing that and trying to get rid of cardboard. You know, they have this recycling trailer. You know, it's kind of a metal trailer that you'd pull behind a pickup that's got sort of like wire mesh type sides, and it's got a couple of doors on the side. And so I took some cardboard down earlier, and actually I barely got it to even fit in there. The thing is just almost overflowing, and I kind of expected that right after Christmas. They're going to have to take that to wherever they take it to recycle the cardboard, because it's the thing's just overflowing at this point. So, fortunately, I don't have a whole lot of extra cardboard. I got rid of what I needed to get rid of, but it always comes back. You know, you just wait over time, and it'll come back. Now, I would have ended up with more cardboard if I would have brought the chair home and then assembled it, but in this case, I'm having them assemble it, and then all I have to do is figure out how to keep it dry on the way home. So, I'll be able to do that, and Office Depot can deal with getting rid of the cardboard that the chair came packaged in. So, anyhow, hope everyone is having a great week so far, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.